picture this. A developer sits in a boardroom, scanning charts and projections. The 80-plus population is set to surge. Inventory is shrinking. The opportunity? Massive. But building senior living communities isn't as simple as breaking ground. It's what happens after the permits that makes or breaks your ROI. I'm Lauren with Conservis, and this is Utility Wisdom, where we dig into the hidden layers of property and utility management. Today, we're exploring senior living, why it's not just another multifamily project, what challenges operators face behind the scenes, and how smarter utility management can turn complexity into clarity. Let's get into it. First things first, senior living isn't just one product. You've got assisted living, independent living, memory care, skilled nursing, etc., sometimes all under one roof. That continuum of care is great for residents, but for developers, it means different zoning codes, different operational rules, and a whole lot more planning. You can't treat senior living like a regular apartment community, but with wider hallways and handrails. It is its own world, and it demands purpose-built strategies. So let's talk timelines. In multifamily, you might break ground and start leasing in under 2 years, but in senior living, it often takes around 30 months or more because zoning is more complicated, inspections are tougher, and then tack on fees for water, sewer service, etc., that can delay your schedule. In many rural or second-tier markets, local codes were written decades ago, long before the rise of multi-level care communities. If you're planning on a high acuity or continuum of care property, zoning research should be step one for your homework. And that's just the construction side. There's also pressure from another direction, and that's investors. With demand for senior living at an all-time high, developers are moving quickly to capitalize. And that means investors are paying close attention. They're not just funding blueprints. They are vetting whether a new community can operate efficiently, scale responsibly, and stay compliant in a potentially heavily regulated space. Today's investors expect more than occupancy projections. They want to see ESG and sustainability tracking, operational continuity across properties, risk mitigation for compliance and utility costs, and transparent reporting and data-driven insights. In other words, building isn't enough. You need a rock-solid operational plan to earn investor confidence and to keep it. However, there are still room for creative strategies, like what about retrofitting an existing property? In the right markets, repurposing existing buildings like old offices or churches, can bring senior living units online faster and at a more cost-effective rate. But heads up, it's not turnkey. Accessibility upgrades, zoning adjustments, and care-specific features do take serious work. A strong alternative? Acquire and expand an existing facility. You avoid most of the zoning red tape while unlocking value with monitored amenities or added capacity. Now, here's a lesson many developers learn the hard way. Partnership and operations can't be an afterthought. Senior living communities must be designed to support the care they provide, right? That means independent living units might need a full kitchen. Assisted living might need wider corridors, ADA bathrooms, and nurse call signs. Get it wrong early on and you are facing delays or worse, redesigns. That's why locking in partners early on is essential. They help define the services you'll offer and ensure your infrastructure supports all of the needs that you'll have. Now, let's get into the part that quietly sinks ROI. Poor utility management. You've built the community, you've filled the rooms, but behind the scenes, your staff is buried in spreadsheets and invoices, and they're a mess, and utility costs are climbing. Sound familiar? Most senior living communities bundle utilities into rent to keep things simple for residents. But for operators, it's anything but simple. Manual billing invites errors, late fees, and rate hikes. When 1 in 7 utility bills has an error from providers, and the average cost to process in-house is 3 times higher, you are bleeding money quietly. That's where Conservice comes in. We turn utility chaos into operational confidence. Our team audits every invoice, resolves provider errors, and pays bills on time to avoid those late fee costs. We also handle provider calls and even sometimes resident support, as well as tracking data and compliance across your portfolio. We've also built automated dashboards for investor reporting and ESG tracking. So, what's the takeaway? Senior living is a high opportunity market, but it's also high stakes. Success isn't just about building fast. It's about building smart and managing smarter. The winners in this space will be the ones who learn, stay compliant, and operate with visibility from day one. Want to see what your utility data is hiding? We have a dedicated senior living partner on our team to answer any of your questions and concerns, and that's Jennifer Love. You can reach out to her directly or go to our website at conservice.com/contact-sales. That's it for today's Utility Wisdom. Subscribe for more insights on how utilities shape the places we live, work, and care for others. I'm Lauren with Conservice, and I'll see you next time.